The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Zach Cunningham signing. I can't be, and I know I'm not the only one, because I, you know, obviously everyone else has sense in their head, but it's like they refuse to get a good deal on anybody. Who's the last guy the Texans signed and we were like, you know what, that's a really team-friendly deal. That's a good deal for them.
Well, I think Bradley Roby on a one-year deal last year.
You think the Rockets clinch it tonight, which, by the way, they get to play at nighttime for the first time. I don't know if that's going to throw off their schedule. They're like, they're used to playing now, so.
Well, that's better for James because he'll get the late night strippers, which are the good ones.
Is that good or bad?
I think that's good, as opposed to the, you know, afternoon strippers. Now, maybe he went before and got the lunchtime strippers.
That's never good.
No, those are never good.
Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776, or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can text the show, or you can get on Twitch and watch us have a little Carbach Oktoberfest as Eric Warner from Carbach himself joins us. What's up, buddy?
I don't know if you've heard the news yet, Eric, but
what's this?
We're going to be at Carbach for Texans opener against the Chiefs next Thursday.
I did hear that. DG let me know that, and I know you and I were kind of talking about trying to coordinate all that, and you know, the beat must go on. And here's the thing. I wasn't going to be there anyway because I'm going. I got this lucky out of the blue, a buddy of mine. His dad owns this 20,000-acre ranch in New Mexico, and he invited me to go archery hunting there next week because I guess because of COVID, they don't have as many paid clients as usual. So,
are you going to do it like you do fishing and just shoot the animal through the face and then pull the arrow out and just let it walk around?
That's sounds like something my wife would say. She's like, every time I go hunting, she's always like, well, I hope you catch something. And I'm like, honey, we're not going out there with nets.
You're
like,
not trapping.
We're aiming to put meat in the freezer here.
Okay, but you don't do that with the fish.
The fish I put back. Did you see my Instagram post about our Operation Fish Rescue?
No.
So this was about a week ago, and the river by my house, every August 15th, they always drop the flow rate dramatically because the ag calls are done and the recreational whitewater, they basically got to save a little water in case the next snow year is bad. And so there's these back channels where these little baby fry, like anywhere from an inch to 3 inches, were trapped. They were otherwise going to die. So I went to Walmart, bought a pool net, like a pool skimmer, and harvested about 500 of these little fish and put them back in the main channel of the river. So not only am I not catching and keeping and eating the fish I catch, I'm saving fish that otherwise would have died.
I feel like if you catch the fish, you should eat it. That should be the rule.
You know, it depends on where I am. If I'm in a high mountain lake camping, I'll do it. But the other thing, AJ, a lot of these rivers in the West, you know, they've got mines like upstream of them. So there's and honestly, like trout, the only way I like trout is smoked. I'm not like a trout in the restaurant kind of baked or poached guy. It just it doesn't do it for me.
So get to smoking.
Yeah, exactly. I'll eat the smoke. Yeah, salmon, that's a whole other deal, man. I'll eat salmon smoked, poached, baked, grilled, blackened. I mean, you name it. But yeah, no, these elk, we will see. It's fun, though. It's the peak of the rut, so they're bugling. And I went to this place a couple years ago, and it's pretty epic. It's kind of north northwest of Albuquerque, a couple hours, right at the Colorado border, Chama, New Mexico.
Oh, I know it. Yeah, okay, so just send me some elk, and we'll call it even for you not showing
okay,
up for
I'll
our
send
remote.
You some fillets. But, yeah, I'm excited to hear you guys are doing that, and I'm sure DG's going to pop on the mic there for a little bit. And we have a new brewmaster, a guy that
you're fired.
Been, you know, AG, I'm trying, but they won't do it. I mean, I feel like that old mule. I wish somebody would just put the bullet in my head, but no. This would be the guy who really like runs the brewery, brewmaster, instead of me, just the show brewmaster.
Right.
So, Brian, who you will meet, he's a degenerate. So you guys will hit it off with him right away. Very dry sense of humor and a great brewer. He's been with us for 5 years, worked his way up, and, he is now getting, the official title of brewmaster. So we'll see if we can't work him into the rotation next Thursday.
Will the beer that we brewed be ready for then? Are we going to pull a keg out and have that for the folks?
You know, AJ, that's the kind of team player I am. You know, I could be like, no, we're not tapping this until I'm back and we tap it together. But I know how much you and everyone else is looking forward to this beer. So, yes, we are going to tap that. And this Friday, we're tapping our Black is Beautiful brew. We're just opening tomorrow, guys.
Right.
We've been shut down for a few weeks, you know. It just was kind of the right thing to do at the right time. But now, you know, we're ready to go. And things like Fred, you know, was talking about in the earlier segment, we've got some – so good news, things seem to be stabilizing, and you know, our restaurant GM is always erring on the side of caution. So come on out, folks, and it'll be a very safe environment, especially if you go outside. And I was talking with Aaron, this cool front, it's not a myth. It's already happening here in Colorado. It was like in the 90s a couple days ago. And today it's in the like low 70s.
Well, that's Colorado. We're in Texas.
That stuff always makes its way down eventually.
When's
right?
The last time you remember like a day in the 50s in September?
It doesn't happen. You're right. That weatherman, I knew as soon as you said that had to be a typo.
It's got to be. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it cools down a little bit, but 50s in September, that's just not realistic, I don't think.
Yeah, but hey, it's 2020. If ever it was going to happen in any year, this would be it, right?
Well, have you cracked a Korboktoberfest? Are you drinking?
I am, man. I am, and I've got mine in a little glass. I know you guys are probably just
we're canning
shotgunning it from the cans. But
is this different from last year's version?
Slightly, but not materially. I think it's slightly darker. And maybe slightly maltier, but, you know, process-wise, we didn't change anything. We did up the content of the Munich malt a little bit, which would explain the slightly deeper color and a little bit more sweetness, a little bit more malty sweetness. But I think this is perhaps the best year yet.
It's very good, certainly, and it's goes down smooth. We're talking 5.5 ABV. I mean, this is, I guess you would know better than us what it's like, what the Oktoberfest beers are like in Germany. Is this pretty similar?
Well, you bring up a great point there, AJ, and I sort of got into it with some guys on Twitter this weekend. I got into it in an adult conversational debate.
You suck, too! You suck, too!
Yeah, nothing like that. But So you go to the Oktoberfest now, and the beer you're going to get is going to be a little stronger. It's going to be upper fives, maybe low sixes ABV, and it's going to be more sort of deep golden, and you might even get a little bit more of a hop flavor, and that's kind of the modern-day Oktoberfest brewed by the Munich breweries, and that's literally like the only time you're ever going to get that beer. The Karboktoberfest we make is more of the Märzen style, as it says right there at the bottom of the can, and the Märzen is more the traditional Oktoberfest, a little bit more of an amber color, a little bit more malt emphasis, and maybe not quite as strong in alcohol content. So, and if you see some of the imported Oktoberfest, that's more what they're like. They're more this amber beer. So it's kind of a weird, what am I trying to say? Not irony, but dichotomy that, you know, you go to Munich to the festival and you get a little bit different beer than what they sent over here. Of course, there is no Oktoberfest this year. I'd have to go back and look in the annals of history to see, I'm sure World War II, there was probably a year or two there where it may not have happened, but certainly since then, this is the first time it hasn't taken place. But it's a great party, that's for sure. And obviously, you know, Karboktoberfest, we're not going to be able to do as we have historically, but you guys are coming out next Thursday. We've got some specials kind of lined up day by day, like Wednesdays, for example. You come out and you can get a burger in a box. You get a burger, Crawford Bock, and a glass for $18. I mean, how can you beat that deal, right? Mondays, you come out, Big Beer Mondays, and you get 22 ounces for the price of a pint. So, you know, if your plays didn't go so well on Saturday and Sunday, you can come, get a big beer to sort of take your mind off it, right?
1948, 46 to 48 during World War II, the last time there was no Oktoberfest.
I was about to say, the first half of that war, they were probably had a lot to celebrate. So it was afterwards that they didn't have Oktoberfest.
You know, and the irony is they could have, they probably could have done quite a bang up business selling beer to the American troops because that, Munich, of course.
You mean the conquering overlords?
I think they were pretty benevolent, right? Compared to some of the stuff and Fred, I know you're a big World War II buff, but compared to some of the stuff the Russians did. Now, of course, the Germans and Hitler, and they brutalized Russia when they went through there, right?
Yeah.
So I think they had a little bit more of a revenge factor in mind, but. It's funny because that, if you think about it, the roots of craft beer, craft brewing kind of go back to that, right? You had all these American soldiers over there. They came back in the 60s and 70s. It's like, oh man, why can't we get, more full flavored beer over here in the States, like I had in Germany or England. And so, it's all connected, guys. It's all connected.
Well, we're excited to pop that beer. Are you good to stay around for another segment? Do you want to go over some NFL lines on the other side? The lines are out.
Oh, I'd love to. Sure.
I'm curious your thoughts on the Denver Broncos against the Tennessee Titans. Is that a Monday night game? Is that the deal?
Yeah, that's the second Monday night game, I believe.
That's the one where they're going to have like two homeless people commentating is basically what you're saying.
Yeah.
I thought that was Herb Street was actually doing that.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, I know he's doing one of the two Monday night games. I'm not sure which one. So
it's Herbie and the homeless. That's Herbie and the hobo, they're calling that.
Well, that's better than Joe and the hobo.
I'm going to say before the break, I'm going to say Tennessee minus 3.5.
Okay. Well, we'll that's what we'll call a radio tease. I'll start the radio tease by saying you're wrong, but by how much we'll discuss on the other side.
And you know what?
I like it.
I'm looking forward to getting his pick, so I know who he's going to pick in our contest.
Oh,
sneaky! Hey, Fred, I like it though. Come out strong out of the blocks in week one, man. That's how champions are made.
Exactly. That way, yeah. At least if you do that, you know, if the rest of the year doesn't go well, at least you got your money back. So there's that.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Guys, I have to tell you about new brakes. You know what next Monday is? Labor Day. You might be going away for the weekend. And if you are, if you're going to drive somewhere and you're hearing that squeakiness in your brakes or you're grinding, well, don't get on the road and have a problem. Call new brakes and go to newbrakes.com. And what they're going to do is they're going to call you within a few minutes, set up your appointment. And it's awesome. They're going to come to you. You don't have to go to them. You could be sitting at your office at work. They'll come take care of it. You could be sitting at home. They'll come take care of it. And they've got a 24-month, 24,000-mile warranty. All you have to do is go to newbrakes.com, N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com. Make sure you mention ESPN. You're going to get 10% off your service. And you're going to get an instant online quote from their brake experts. And guess what? It's the surprise-free, transparent quote. They're going to give you a worst-case scenario, and you're not going to pay more than that. So go to newbrakes.com today. If you're going to be making that trip for Labor Day, get those brakes fixed now. N-U-B-R-A-K-E-S.com, newbrakes.com. 10% off when you mention ESPN.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
This segment is brought to you by Carbach, live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Fred, AJ, and the brewmaster himself, Eric.
And we're back on the Blitz. Eric Warner from Carbach joining us. And Eric, I was just talking about this on the Twitch channel, but I really like this version of the Oktoberfest, man. This might be my favorite one you guys have done.
I heard you talking about that, Fred, and, you know, Brewmaster Brian, he's the one that kind of came up with a couple of these tweaks.
Bro,
so,
you got to quit hyping this dude up. They're going to run your ass out. Give him your cushy office.
Yeah, I'm Team Warner here. Let's not do this.
Hey, guys, I know where the bodies are buried. I'm not going anywhere. Don't worry about it.
Now I'm worried about it. That's like, that. You know what? That's like we're going to give the coach a vote of confidence. Yeah. Great. Let's go to some lines now that I'm depressed about Eric's future.
All right. Let's opening thoughts. We don't want to go too deep. I mean, it's still, you know, what, 11 days out?
For the first game.
Yeah. For the first game. But Houston at Kansas City. Kansas City minus 10.
Give me... I think the Chiefs cover.
Okay. Eric?
I'm kind of there. I think that number's pretty good. That would probably be a no play for me. Maybe if I was going to do it, I would certainly look at teasing the Chiefs down to 4.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're going to no play the first game of the season. I'm sure that'll happen.
Hey, I'll be Jones's, man. My wallet will open. Don't you worry.
Yeah,
What's the total?
I don't have that in front of me. I've just got the lines.
The total's going to be like 96.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's anything south of like 51 or 53, I'd pound the over.
I tend to lean Kansas City as well.
But I think that number's right on, frankly.
I kind of do too. So it's not something I'm looking to go crazy and hammer because, you know, they're pretty good at this. And they've had a long time to get ready for... You know, these games, week one is always sharp lines.
Well, although this year's different because we don't have preseason. We don't have people out there at practices monitoring everything the way that Vegas always does. So
a lot of this is going directly off last year's stuff.
And I think if you have any kind of insight beyond that, then this is a great time to jump in and bet. I don't feel like I do on this.
By the way, 54.5 total.
Ooh. Oh. Give me the over.
Yeah, I'd probably still hit the over.
New England Patriots -6 hosting the Dolphins.
Who's quarterbacking?
Looks like Cam.
I'll take Dolphins.
I think I'll take the Dolphins too.
Yeah, I'll take Finn as well. I think the Dolphins are better than people think.
Well, I think the Patriots are not good.
I'm not going there because Bill Belichick's still going to outcoach everybody, and if Cam Newton can stay healthy, they're going to be good. But I do think the Dolphins are better than people think. I love the way they finished the season last year. Give me Finn.
Now, what about Fitzmagic? Like, had to leave practice or something the other day. All of a sudden, did you guys hear any follow up on that? It was kind of awkward.
His mother
deal.
Passed away.
Yeah, I knew it was personal stuff, but I guess so. His mom died.
That was the report I saw. Is that his mom passed away?
Oh, even better. He's going to, like, dedicate this one to my... Yeah, I'm all over the Dolphins.
Eric, you're not supposed to say it like that.
Dude, that's...
Cold-blooded.
Fair, but cold-blooded.
Jeez. The Baltimore Ravens -8 hosting the Cleveland Browns.
Give me Raven.
Yeah, I think Raven.
I think so too. But the Browns beat the Ravens last year in Baltimore, and maybe that's even more reason why they're going to kick their heads in.
Yeah, I think you're going to have a healthy Raven team right off the bat, and I think the Ravens eat their souls.
I mean, if I had to play it, it's certainly Ravens. I'm not betting on the Browns. I wasn't a sucker. There were so many suckers who bought into betting on. I mean. There was so much dumb money on the Browns all season long last year. I was like, nope, not me. You ain't getting me. I think, again, you ain't getting me with these Browns. And there's a little less hype on them. I need them to suck for one more year before I throw them out completely. Or before I start going the other way. But, yeah, I'm not buying them. How about the lowly Buffalo Bills? -6 hosting the Jets.
I like the Bills to win this. I think that's too many points, though. I think it's a field goal game. Especially early in the season with that offense. It's going to be just a lot like last year's Jets-Bills opener. I'll take the Jets to cover. I think the Bills win.
Yeah, I'd probably go the other way, Fred, but what I'm really intrigued by, if the total is like higher than 39.
39.5.
I'd probably go under.
Yeah, I'm with you on the under.
I don't know because of the Stephon Diggs factor. I think the Bills' offense is going to look a lot different. They're going to have a downfield threat for the first time in a long time. I'm curious what they look like. And remember, the Jets had a pretty good safety last year that won't be there this year. So I may like the Bills there. The Las Vegas Raiders -2.5 at the Carolina Panthers.
And who's Carolina's QB? That's
Theodore Bridgewater.
Ted.
Theodore Bridgewater.
I'd go Carolina, dude. I mean, he looks a lot of the, I mean, undisciplined team, having a West Coast team. Or I assume it's a 1 o'clock start?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's that classic. As much as the Raiders show a lot of promise and... You know, the Panthers are in rebuild mode. And Bridgewater, man, like, as much as we like to dog him, look at his regular season record the last few years. Granted, he's never had a consistent full season, but his win percentage is pretty amazing.
I tend to go Raiders here. I like Derek Carr still. I know a lot of people don't. I'll take Raiders -3.
I'll go the other way. I'll take the Panthers.
Okay. Falcons +1.5 hosting the Seahawks.
Give me Falcon. I think they're going to be better than last year. I think Seahawks are going to be really good too, but I take the Falcons here.
Edo.
Probably a pass for me. What time is that game?
1 o'clock.
Oof, yeah, I'd probably lean Falcons, slight lean, but probably a no play.
I'll lean Seahawk, but no play for me either. Bears +2 at the Lions, and we have no idea who's quarterback in the Bears. I think I'll take the Lions here. I think the Lions, you know, with them knowing what they've got, I don't think that they're going to be great, but I don't think the Bears are either. So I'll take Lions minus two.
In the Madden sim for the Super Bowl, the Chicago Bears come out of the NFC.
Oh.
So that tells me I should take Chicago because Nick Foles is going to lead them to a 14-2 record. And you can't get the 14-2 if you don't beat the Lions week one.
I'll be honest. If I saw a simulation that stupid, I'd probably auto fade the Bears. I'd say, well, that's obviously doesn't know what it's talking about.
Yeah, if I could bet against that, I certainly would. But
I'm with you, Freddie. I kind of like Chicago here. I don't know why. I kind of have a gut feel, but I do think you got to kind of believe in whoever the starting quarterback is on day one.
Well, if it's Trubisky, I go the other way. If it's Nick Foles, I think you'll get two or three really good games out of Nick Foles before he falls apart.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah.
How about Colts -7 on the road at Jacksonville?
Boy, Jacksonville.
Indy, big time. That man, how can you walk into that Jacksonville locker room with any kind of motivation right now?
Yeah, that's got to be tough.
I wouldn't play this, but if I had to pick it for a pick 'em, I'd take the Colts, even though I think Phillip Rivers is going to go in there and throw six interceptions and, you know, keep the Jags in the game. But I just think the Colts are so much better. And I don't know, what do the Jags have now? What's their major weapon? Gardner Minshew can throw the ball to. I'm waiting. DJ Chark is probably it.
What about what's his name? Justin Blacklock.
Well, you're going back 12 years.
Is he not there anymore?
No, he never was.
Justin Blackman. That's what I mean.
Yeah, what is it? The sixth overall pick.
Damn. Well, who else? Marquise Lee. No.
DJ Chark is his guy.
It's DJ. Okay, well. How about Packers +3 at Minnesota?
Oh, give me Viking. Give me all of Viking there.
I'm with you, Fred.
I tend to lean the same way. Chargers -3 at Bengals.
Ooh.
Oof. Oof.
It's going to be Tyrod Taylor versus Jose Burrow.
Yeah, you know what? Give me -44 for a heavy amount of units.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah. Honestly, if it's Taylor against Burrow, I think I take the dog here.
And we're getting some. Oh, you like Joe Burrow?
I mean, no. I'm sorry. I thought they were favored. I'll take the favorite.
Yeah. Although there's injuries. If you're watching Hard Knocks, you're knowing the injuries pop up on the Chargers. I don't know. I do like the under though. I think that they're both teams are gonna have a hard time scoring. Cardinals +7 at the Niners.
Give me Cardinals, man. Those guys were cover machine last year.
Yep. They played really well against the Niners both games. There's all the stats about, the Super Bowl loser kind of struggling the next season. So I think the 49ers probably still win it. But, yeah, I'll take the touchdown.
Same. Bucks +3.5 at the Saints.
Saints always suck opening week. I remember 2 years ago, the Bucs went in there and beat them in New Orleans. Last year, the Texans should have beat them in New Orleans. Having said that, I think there's a lot of phony money on the Bucs here. Give me the Saints.
I'm insta-fading Bucs until I'm bucked off that horse. I think that there's a lot of love that probably shouldn't be there.
Yeah, I would probably just take Buck because of the half point on the field goal. I mean, I could see this, you know, Tomas Brady, you've got to figure he's at least have him close in this thing. And, you know, if New Orleans kicks a field goal late, you know, and it's tied, and then they still cover. So I'd lean Buck here.
Vaquero de Dallas -2.5 at the Rams.
Give me Rams.
Okay.
I think it's easy to kind of write them off because of some guys they've lost, but I think they're going to bounce back with a pretty solid season. I think Cowboys are better in the long run, but for week one, give me Ram.
I think I'm
yeah. I tend to agree. Home dog. I mean, yeah, I'm with you on that.
Steelers minus -4 at the Giants of football playing.
Giants.
I think the Giants are going to be better than people think. I think Steelers are better, but I don't know if they're 4 points better. Give me the Giants.
I'll go Oppo, and I will say that would probably be my play of the week for week one is Steelers minus -4. I think they take a dump on the Giants.
Why? What's your rationale?
The Steelers last year were so good once they got Minka Fitzpatrick in. Their defense changed. They'll have a healthy Ben Roethlisberger, presumably. I mean, the Steelers were better than the Giants last year with, you know, homeless people playing quarterback. I think the Steelers are just it's a different class of team. And you're talking, you know, I get that the, you know, the 4 points is not nothing, but I can't see the Giants even playing with them.
Well, I'll counter with this. I don't know what Ben's going to be first game back after missing an entire year. And hopefully he's back in shape. But if he's that fat thing that we saw in the offseason and not like he's going to be that effective. And you're the one who brought up just how good Daniel Jones was.
Like Daniel Jones, but he doesn't play defense.
No, but I do think that if Ben's not 100%, I think the game's close. I think it's a field goal game. I mean, I still think the Steelers are better and they win, but I don't think they run away and hide here.
And finally, Eric, your Broncos, 1.5-point favorites over the Tennessee Titans.
I knew it was going to be like that. I'd probably still go Bronco just because, again, you know, losers of championship games, you know, there's the hunger to come back, but there's the, you know, psychological aspect of that. And Denver always starts strong. And if you go back and look at the Broncos historically, that conditioning at altitude thing gives them an advantage through the first, you know, 5-6 games of the season. So, lean Bronco.
I'll take the Broncos here. I think the Titans had a perfect storm last year. I don't expect Ryan Tannehill to be as good as he was. I don't think Derrick Henry, as good as he is, you can't just keep feeding him the ball 400 times a year. And he's the kind of guy who's not going to hold up for that. He'll start slowing down. And I don't like that Mike Vrabel's calling plays on defense because I've seen that act. Not that I'm in love with Vic Fangio, but I do like this Broncos team. I think they're a little better than people think. And Drew Locke looked really good second half of last season. Still not sold on him.
Yeah, this is a battle of quarterbacks that I'm.
But if I'm not sold on Tannehill, then I'll take. Then you know what? I like the rest of the team. I like the situation. Give me the Broncos.
Yeah, I like the Broncos more than I like the Titans. And I think there's a lot of hype on the Titans because a lot of people think they're going to win this division. Thought they were a phony playoff team last year. I can imagine Travis Henry running out of steam.
He's run out of steam.
Derrick Henry running out of steam playing at altitude. It doesn't appear that his body's in the best physical condition to run a lot of times at altitude. So I'll go Broncos minus the point and a half.
I think that's another good teaser play potentially too. Sees the Broncos up through 7.
And I would just mention.
Oh wait, they're laying.
Yeah, they're laying points. Yeah,
never mind. Yeah, forget that.
Henry ran.
I may tease the other way if I were teasing.
Yeah, yeah. Now that I think about it, that's not a bad call either.
So Derrick Henry, the last 2 years, the first 2 years of his career. 110 carries, 176 carries. The last 2 years, 215 and 303. There's almost never a player that has 300 carries and comes back the next season the same player. So just throwing that out there.
All right. Well, Eric, it's been real. We'll talk to you in a couple weeks. And sorry you're going to miss the party. Sorry you're going to miss the debut of our beer. You'll have to taste keg number 2. Which is unfortunate, but hey, at least you'll bag an elk.
There you go, and we'll have some elk tenderloin with the barrel aged version.
Oh, yes, now we're talking, boys. Now we're talking. All right, man, enjoy your time up there, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks, guys. Have a good one. Bye bye.
All right, that's Eric Warner from Carbach. I got to tell you about Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows. If you are married to a person who broke a window when preparing the house for a hurricane that never came, then you may want to know about Allstate Siding and Windows, and you may want to know about the great deals that they've got going and the fact that they're a family-owned business and they're doing things the right way. They're making sure that you're safe, that their people are safe during consultations and installations, free consultations, by the way. And their summer specials are still on: 30% off all windows, $2,500 for all full siding jobs. You want to save money and improve on your home, this is the place to do it. You want the best rate, call Allstate. Allstate Siding and Windows, 832-204-1936. That's 832-204-1936. You're going to save on your energy bills. And again, the 30% off all windows, it's going to pay for itself. Check them out online, allstatesidingandwindows.com.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Texter said, caught you on TV this morning. You weren't as gruesome as I would think. I clean up okay. I actually wore a nice dress shirt, shaved, you know, carefully groomed the glorious hair, you know, so that I would only look
partially gross.
I mean, look, I am not a handsome person, but I can pass for not grotesque, you know. Now a lot of times I'm just flat out grotesque, but hey man, we got to do a Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day, it's the gem of the day, the Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
You know, I like to give you non-pedo updates.
Thank you.
Now I have to give you a pedo update. And it's not a good one, because an Illinois man widely known for his portrayal of Abraham Lincoln was arrested today on child porn and prostitution charges.
Abraham D. Stat?
Abraham D. Stat.
Shame.
67 years old.
That's not honest, Abe.
George Buss, 63, was jailed after police took him into custody this morning at his home about 115 miles west of Chicago. They did not offer further details, but he was collared after a six-month investigation. And you think he's like, hey, you want to see what's under this hat? He's facing a felony charge for allegedly producing child pornography and a misdemeanor count for patronizing a prostitute. Okay, that part, let's forget about. I mean, but the child porn thing. A second man was also arrested. He was charged with two counts.
Wait, he was patronizing, not patronizing, right?
Either one.
Well, they're a little different. Patronizing means that he paid for sex with her. Patronizing would mean like, oh, did you go to college to give that hummer? That's patronizing a prostitute, okay. And that's really inappropriate.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Patronizing is illegal, while patronizing, okay, I don't think is illegal, but it's just rude.
It might get you beat up, though.
It's, well, just rude.
It's a misdemeanor, so I'm guessing it's patronizing.
Or pimp comes down, hey, you patronizing my hooker? We're here for patrons only.
According to his website, the tall, thin, and bearded Bus was frequently told of his resemblance to Honest Abe. In 1986, he made his first appearance as Lincoln at a National Education Association convention in New Orleans. Uh-oh. Last November, on the anniversary of the Gettysburg Address, Bus delivered the brief speech during ceremonies at the Gettysburg National Cemetery in Pennsylvania. I cannot tell a lie.
Yeah, and that is yours at our jeweler's gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Bannock Jeweler gem of the day.
Now, you know they made that movie, Abraham Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wait till they make the version of this. I'm not even going to say it. That would be terrible. Hey, can I get a quick sports thought from you?
Okay.
I was going through doing show prep today, and this headline caught my attention. It was on Sportsnet. It was also on Yard Barker. A lot of these sites, they all use the same stuff now. And my initial reaction was, I don't know. Mavericks need a makeover after first round elimination.
They need Kristaps Porzingis to get healthy.
Yeah. First off,
and they could probably use another shooter.
We thought a more
consistent shooter.
Yeah. Well, we thought
they could play some defense.
Well, but we thought all along that they were a year or two away, yeah. Right? They did go up against one of the teams that's favored to win the title, right?
Yes. People forget that they were like, it was like, oh, the Mavericks, they couldn't stand. Like, no one thought they had a chance against the Clippers until they started playing. And it was like, whoa, they're playing with these guys. Like, it's just, I don't know. I didn't get the Mavs.
And they're basically going through and saying all these things that they need to do to, like, you know, go get a third star and all that. Look, I'm sure they're going to go add somebody, but I don't think they're that far away. I don't think they need to be remade. I think they need to tweak and then hope those two guys are healthy next year, which, you know, who knows with Porzingis because he's got a history now. But if so, I like this team. 713, I hope he never asked a kid to play with his Lincoln log.
That's actually pretty funny.
Or his Lincoln monument. Either one. Oh, someone tells you they're the Lincoln lawyer, run. Just so you know. Hey, guys, guess what? You got a Rockets game you can play tonight, and you want to make it more interesting, you bet on it. And guess what? That's what mybookie.ag is all about. And they've got everything going on right now. MLB, NBA, soccer, UFC, golf, NASCAR, and those NHL plays I've been giving out. Can get on there and play them on MyBookie, and guess what's coming? Football. Already had a college game on Saturday, so now you can get in on any of the college football or NFL, and they've got thousands of bets you can play. Lines, props, in-game betting, live, futures bets, and they've also, I mean, you can do parlays, whatever you want to do. MyBookie has you covered. You can even bet on Sleepy Joe versus Donald Trump. And with MyBookie, it's simple. You bet, you win, they pay. That's the best thing about this site, man, is they will pay you. And I've had problems with other sites in the past, never with MyBookie. And if you join today, they're going to double your first deposit. Just enter promo code RADIO. You bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.ag, promo code RADIO.
This is The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5.
All right, Carbach, they're opening up tomorrow, baby. You can get in that pub. You can have yourself a beer. You can watch sports match games on the TV. You can eat some of their delicious food. And you'll be able to do that again next Thursday. Our show and Josh's show will be out there from 2 to 7. Astros game will be on at 2, and then we'll be out there until the Texans-Chiefs game, and then you'll be able to stick around and watch the Texans-Chiefs while you drink some good beer. Well, it sounds like a great deal to me. Maybe they'll have some of this Carboctoberfest on. We will have the s'more stout that Eric and I brewed. The first taste of it will be a week from Thursday, so make sure you get out there and visit us at Carboc. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. See what's going on with the brewery, what's going on with the pub, what's going on with everything. And when you're out at the grocery store, make sure you grab a Carboc and come see us next Thursday.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And you know what's going to be kind of awesome is that's one of those days where the weather's supposed to be great.
Well, that'll be good. Yeah. I'll take that.
I mean, it'll be good stout weather. So there you have it. All right, let's
allegedly. Let's not.
Well, I mean, like I said, these guys.
It could easily be 99 degrees by then.
As much grief as guys like us get when we hit 60% of our bet predictions, which is outstanding. These weather guys, nobody ever gives them any grief.
Okay, yeah, that's. I'm just saying, like maybe the day before we'll say, "Hey, it might be good stout drinking weather."
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna plan on it. It just won't be 58 degrees. All right.
That's absolutely what I'm expecting.
Let's do the dumbass report.
All right. Let's start. Where should we start? Let's start with this. A motorist allegedly drove off after handing an alcoholic beverage to a deputy officer who stopped to check on him. He was parked at a roadside, like a rest stop. 54-year-old man was charged with evading arrest or detention with a vehicle and driving while intoxicated with an open container. I guess he thought he'd get a head start if he said, "Hey, hold my beer," and then when he takes the beer, you book it. Now the cop's standing there holding the beer. He's got to decide, do I litter? Do I throw this can on the ground?
Or do I drive with an open container, which is also illegal?
Yeah.
Wise, guys.
Upon contact, the officer alleged the driver was holding an open alcoholic beverage container and alcohol odor emitted from the vehicle. And the man reportedly spoke with slurred speech. The deputy asked him to hand over the beverage and step out of the vehicle. And he handed over the beverage and booked it. The deputy ordered him to stop, but the vehicle continued on I-30 at a high rate of speed. He pursued it until it stopped several miles down the road. The man was ordered to get out of the car and get on the ground with his hands behind him. He complied and was placed into custody at 11:12 p.m., 27 minutes after the initial stop. So, not wise, guys. I don't know that he was going to get out of things anyway at that point. But there are better ways to handle it. I don't even know what to say about this. Damian Turner, who's 28, is part of something called the ABDL, the Adult Baby Diaper Lover. He's in that community, the ABDL community, for 10 years and wears diapers all day. He said acting like a baby gives off a very calm, relaxing, and safe vibe. But unbelievably, this lifestyle has caused problems in his professional life. He's currently unemployed, constantly in and out of jobs, and has been fired by previous employers for quote-unquote being childish. Huh.
I wonder why.
Diapers are very convenient, comfortable, and cute, he says. It's a very nice lifestyle. I wouldn't want to do anything else, but it is keeping me from finding employment. Employment is hard. I'm constantly in and out of jobs. Sometimes my employers find my pictures online or just can't put up with the fact that I'm wearing a diaper and acting childish in the workplace.
Dumbass.
He never hides his lifestyle choice, but has lost friends and is often teased outside of work. I've lost a few childhood best friends. I do still have a few good friends that all know about it. I never hide it. If you're around me, it's just the norm. He's from West Virginia. I can imagine that's a tough life in West Virginia. He used to work in the catering industry, but he claims bosses felt uncomfortable that he was wearing diapers to work. I mean, now he's forced to live off his life savings rather than give up living in a diaper.
Why not just wear the diaper to work with pants over it? Nobody would know and nobody would care.
I think he does do that. He initially told employers he had an incontinence problem. But then they found all the pictures online of him wearing a diaper and like trying to be sexy in a diaper, and
maybe
they were like, "Oh,
maybe don't put those pictures online."
Well, that's
dumbly.
That's what you have to do. You remember the movie The Sandlot where they hit the Babe Ruth ball in, and they got there's the beast, and they've got to save the ball from the beast. Well, this is kind of like that, except it was just a regular soccer ball. A Jersey man went into the Hudson River to retrieve a soccer ball. And he was rescued by Hoboken police after nearly drowning.
Dumbass!
That's not a safe river to be in, I don't think. He was stuck under the waterfront walkway. They had to give him a bag, an inflatable bag. He was in the water for about 30 minutes. He'd swallowed a lot of water, but apparently really, really wanted this soccer ball. Guys, it's gone. If it goes into the Hudson River, your soccer ball's gone.
Was it signed by Neymar?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Can we safely say that he's contracted every disease ever now that he swallowed some water from the Hudson?
I can't imagine. Two cats, Cole and Marmalade, have been absent from social media, where they'd amassed a million-plus followers, leading to appearances on Ellen and the cover of Modern Cat Magazine. A lawsuit between their owners and the now former partners in Digital Pet Media, which managed the business, prevented Chris Poole and his wife from posting pictures of their own cats. It ended with a confidential settlement today. It's great to be back, said Josephs, who sits on the board of two Tampa Bay cat rescues. I was upset with not being able to make videos at a time when people needed to watch silly cat videos the most. Digital Pet Media's filings in the lawsuit said they were losing $2,500 a day by shutting down Cole and Marmalade social media accounts to prevent people from accessing them during their dispute. Now, the cat's owners own and manage all the social media and accounts of their websites under a new company called the Furtastic. During the lawsuit, Poole and Joseph's raised $184,000 for defense funds that went. They spent $184,000 to ensure that they could post cat videos of their cats on the interwebs.
It's too damn hot.
People are so stupid.
Morons. All right, and that is the Dumbass Report, Fred.
All right. Well, that was a good one. So we got Jason and Patrick up next.
Late hits.
Awesome.
I'm sure Jason is going. I saw Jason posting about Leonard Fournette available for nothing while David Johnson costs you DeAndre Hopkins and is now an awful contract. And you could have literally just said, oh, I'll take a flyer on. You could have given a seventh round pick, maybe even a future seventh round pick for Leonard Fournette, and the Jags would have taken it. The Jags did say we could get literally nothing for him. I'll go Leonard Fournette. I don't know where he'll end up. I would say better year than David Johnson. I have to see where he ends up.
Yeah, it depends on where he lands. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Great job, Aaron. Great job, Hoffman. Till tomorrow, stay Rona free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.